Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Welcome, After Buzzers, to the 7-Year Switch After Buzz After Show, Season 3, Episode 10. Tonight, we're going to get into the final results of the couples. We're going to talk about the final bit of relationship advice from our experts, and we're just going to see what other kind of news is going on out there. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the
Thank
ESPN
you.
Of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
There she goes. There she goes.
Nice.
With the ring.
Oh, this one. It's my jam.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on.
Wish I need
Do that roll. Come on. All right. Welcome, After Buzzers. We're having a fun time here tonight. Oh my, we've got so much stuff going on that we want to talk about. We've got results, we've got so much crazy stuff going on here. It's going to be great. So let's just go ahead and start off here with our intros. I'm your host at Sean Paul Payton, and
hello, I'm Ashley Lauren.
Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and get into our overall thoughts, Ashley. First of all, I do want to say that we do have some special segments that are going to be coming up later on tonight. We've got a little bit of news about the whole dating world with everybody, basically, and what people are up to, so that's going to be fun to get into at the end. We've also got our live chat going here, so we can really see what's going on tonight and keep an eye on that. But yes, Ashley, overall thoughts of how everything turned out?
You know, I was try to stay open to the unpredictable happening.
Right.
But it was pretty much like I imagined. Yeah. I feel like the results, everything is pretty much just as I expected.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed. Uh-huh. I'm just like, oh, I should have like maybe bet some money on this.
Right.
Little pocket money.
You know, I do agree. Like, we had predicted this a long time ago. I think it was back in episode 3 or 4 that...
One.
Episode one.
I think it was like, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, straight from the beginning. Yeah. That we knew the one couple was having a little bit of trouble, Charles and Kenya. And yeah. Then the rest of them, we felt like we're going to be pretty
okay.
Because,
yeah, all the couples obviously had, you know, were having issues. If not, why would you go into an experience like this? But I think what we saw from this is there are certain things that can be overcome more easily.
Right, absolutely.
And some things aren't even necessarily overcoming them isn't the solution, because it's if it's to stay in an unhappy marriage with somebody who doesn't love you, that's not an option.
Right. So let's go ahead and go through them one by one here. First of all, Charles and Kenya. They'd been married for 12 years from Dallas, Texas, and the main thing that it seems to be with them is the trust issues. All because of the infidelity, the trust issues are there to stay, and they just will not go away.
Well, I think it's the trust issues, but then it's also the fact that Charles has changed, has progressed, has evolved, whatever it may be. I know there was kind of, they were using different words for that, whether it just changed, progressed. Either way, the two of them have grown apart, and that
right.
is something that with marriage, you obviously have to find a way to grow together.
Absolutely. And you could even see it in the video of their body language.
Yeah.
Like when it came to the relationship expert coming to look at them, they weren't even sitting in a couch. They were in two separate chairs, and they were just like this. They like, I don't think Kenya was looking at Charles at all. Like, it was like he didn't even exist to her.
Yeah, they looked like two coworkers who were forced to work together on a project.
Right,
and neither one of them wanted to do it, and the project sucked.
Yeah,
it was a horrible project.
Oh my god,
it was terrible. I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, Kenya, she no longer liked who Charles was.
Yeah,
she fell in love with and was holding on to who he used to be.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like we predicted, they did end up splitting, and everybody saw it coming. There was just no putting it away. And I think just like just like Charles J. Orlando said, sometimes you have to do that just because it's worth your happiness to not stay involved in something that just isn't going to work anymore.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, it's just unnecessary work to something that's not going to, it's not going to change.
Right. So let's go ahead and take a look at Tony and Angela. They've been together for 7 years, and they were having communication issues when they got back together.
I mean, good on her. She, you know, we saw that they are now going to be moving to L.A., which is awesome, and that's what she wanted. And I, you know, he was obviously, what she kept saying, that he was married to her but engaged to his work.
Right.
And so obviously she didn't feel like she was important, she didn't feel valued, she didn't feel like she was a priority in that relationship, and she really wanted to move and get the hell out of Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
And obviously Tony stepped up and is listening, and they're doing it.
Yeah, and that's really good, because that kind of speaks to his ability to sacrifice for her. And I think that Charles D'Arlando said something, there was something that he said where you're finding your home with your spouse, like you're being with your spouse is your home. And that was a very important tip for, I think, everyone to take away. You know, those of you that are out there watching, that there's so much that you can learn from this show that can benefit you in just finding relationships. I mean, you know, I've said it a couple of times on the show. It's the whole reason why I'm now a married man.
That's right.
But, you know, and that's another thing that I want to say, too, is that we are always thankful that we have our viewers out there just to go ahead and you know, chat and comment and, you know, say whatever they can and spread the word that we're out here. And on that note, Ashley, I know that you have a little something that you'd like to say to our viewers.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be. Those are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And if you let us know that you did so in the comments, we'll give you a thank you on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Like, comment, subscribe, share. This is the last chance to do it for this year for this show. So let's keep it rolling here. One question on Tony and Angela. Do you think that Charles and Angela will get in touch again?
I think that those two are like soulmates on some level. And soulmates doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be an intimate, you know, intimate thing like that. I think just who people, you have a really strong connection with somebody. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you believe in, you know, the metaphysical, who knows. But maybe, you know, if that's the case, I think those two connected on some previous life because they just hit it off.
Right.
And I think that when you have a really deep connection with somebody, you're kind of like, I don't know what to make of these feelings.
Yeah.
Like, And so they kind of got mingled there. But I think that they, under different circumstances, I think that those two could have hit it off and it could have been a little love thing.
Yeah.
But that's not what they needed. And
right.
Although Charles is probably like, dang it.
Yeah. It was kind of sad.
I think she is too. I think she was, because you saw when Tony was like, what did he say? Like, you find him attractive, but are you attracted to him?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this little like word game we're playing here? Like, what's that? That's just like, God, come on, get over it, man. Like,
I mean, it is a
she's
legit.
She's not acting on it. You can't. People are going to be attracted to people, and that's not what the thing is. But he was weird about that.
I do understand what he was saying, though, because like it's not something that. You know, depending on your communication level, and again, this is where it's important for them to just kind of talk it out and make sure that they're being real clear on what their boundaries are. That can, you know, that can set a lot of couples off, a lot of people off, because, you know, there always is a little tinge of jealousy there, so.
But I think that when you are attracted to somebody, you kind of think, well, what is it about that person that I'm attracted to? And, you know, unless it is just like smoking abs, it's going to be something more there. And with them, it was definitely, it's probably a lot of different things. But one of the things that she mentioned was that he actually made her feel like noticed and valued for the things that make her her.
Right.
You know, whereas all those little like idiosyncrasies and all those things kind of go by the wayside after a while.
Yeah.
And like the things that actually made her her, So I know I felt like that before with people where I'm like, no, but you don't get like the little things that make me.
Right, right.
I call it the Ashley factor. Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to get with somebody who digs all of those little things about you. Because if not, like, the big things end up, those are a dime a dozen.
Right.
You know, like a good work ethic and like nice hair. Like, you can find that a lot of places.
Hmm. You know, well, let's go ahead and get on to Reese and Diane. They've been together for 10 and a half years. The funny thing for them was, I really like the shirt that Diane was wearing. It said, when in doubt, work out. But you said something really cool, and I want you to repeat this and go on the tangent about it. I thought that it said,
when in doubt, work it out.
So talk a little bit more about that, because I really think that is just a good thing for all the couples to just keep on doing.
Well, A, I think it's catchier. And B, I don't know, I didn't think it just fits, because when in doubt, like, you know, try. But then at some point, you don't have to keep trying when something is a dead end. But I think if you have these, like these couples, for example, Reese and Diane, they very much had, it was not a dead end by any means. They really just needed to kind of put the extra work in and really step outside of their comfort zones and become self-aware, which I think that each of them did. Whether or not, you know, old habits die hard, I think that they are in for not necessarily a challenge, but I think it's just, it's not a challenge that can't be overcome, but I think it's going to probably, that'll always probably be an issue.
Yeah, the work-life balance for sure. Diane's urge to always need to work all the time, that's something I identify with too, mm-hmm. and it's something that, you know, I've talked about with, mm-hmm. with my wife. It's just that, like, I always seem to feel this urge to just want to keep on working, so I can understand how, like, with that kind of type A personality, I think you're definitely like that too, right?
I'm a mixture of the two.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm definitely a mixture of the two. I'm usually pretty good about having a dual perspective in anything in life, but with them especially, because I'm like, I get it, and I get it.
Right, that's good. You
know, because also I feel like, I mean, I joked, I don't know, a couple episodes back where I was like, I am Reese! Because I've been, you know, with Dane Hill before, and where I very much was that one. Because I was saying that whoever cares less has more power.
Yeah.
And with the case of Diane and Reese, it would seem anyway as though that Diane has the power, because it seems as though Reese cares more. Yeah. That may not be the case, but in the way in which me, mm-hmm. saw it, I noticed that.
Okay.
And it could be just because she has, you notice that a lot of, with Reese, a lot of his identity and his pride came from their relationship, mm-hmm. where it seems as though Diane, a lot of her pride comes from things elsewhere. So, which both those are fine, but in order for Reese, as like the nurturer, to feel fulfilled, he has to be nurtured back in return.
Right.
So, and then as well, though, for him to be happy, because you wouldn't want Diane to be like, fine, I'll give you all my time, but I don't want to be here. Like, that's the worst.
Yeah,
you
know? That is tough.
So he has to find fulfillment outside of them. And I can see why that would be, because obviously it seems as though that Diane's professional life is be a little more solid.
Right. And she even said that on the show that, like, career is always at the very top, and you know, Dr. Jessica tried to remind her, hey, you know, that's not the goal here. We want to make sure that your relationship to your spouse is what's that stays at the top. So I wonder, I was checking out Diane's YouTube channel, and I noticed, and we'll get into this a little bit later on the show, I noticed a couple of parts where Reese was actually on there, and I think that is good. Like, if they can start using their work together to spend time together, then that might be some way to where we can mix the whole work-life balance.
Absolutely.
And see a good success moving forward.
When I was in it, whenever I was joking about saying, I am Reese, I'm always going back to a specific relationship that I was in, and it was very much one-sided, because I wanted it to work and kind of couldn't care less. But he was very into his work, and the only way in which we would really spend time together is if I was helping him with things.
Oh.
It's kind of like a pathetic thing to admit on air, but it was a whole giant thing in my life. But it's okay.
So
I was trying to get fulfillment out of the relationship, and then for me that was a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to do this whole, you know, move and go on a reality show and find yourself and the whole crazy thing. But you learned a lot from that. So I recognized that in Reese. And them, as you said, kind of working together on things could be something that works for them. But at the same time, though, I would really just urge Reese to make sure that he has fulfillment completely separate from Diane.
That is great advice.
I think that even Diane would want that. You know, you want your person that you're with to be complete on their own, and then you're just the freaking cherry on the other person's sundae, you know?
But Diane was also right, too. She was right on the money when she said that she had that those of us that are the type A personality that's always going, we have to learn to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
great that she realized that and took that lesson away. Another thing that I noticed, too, was in earlier episodes, Reese seemed to get angry with his jealousy. Mm-hmm. In this episode, he seemed to have a little sense of humor with it. And so that's another thing that I want to mention is that when we're able to use humor, whenever we start to feel a little bit angry, it takes away the tension. And that is something that I think that that Reese specifically should continue to use. So that can keep his anger from overcoming.
I'd say as long as you actually are using it in a constructive way and not in a masking way, like a self-deprecating manner. Mm-hmm. As long as he seems to be using it in a good way. But that is, you know, humor can also kind of be a masking thing as well. So, caution. I don't know.
And overall, they did decide to stay, and we predicted that. So
I just one thing. I think I made this comment, I don't know, at some point. But I think one thing that is kind of a pillar of a successful marriage is not that anybody should want it more than the other, but it seems is the case if the husband wants to stay in the marriage more than the wife, I feel like it'll last. It's a better chance of it lasting.
Wow.
I had somebody tell me that years ago, and I was like, what? And I think there is something to that.
Yeah. If the husband wants to stay in it more than the wife, there's a better chance.
I think so, because I think at the very least, and that means that guy is going to be always, like, you know, crossing his T's and dotting his I's and just making sure, you know, that he's maybe nurturing or he's doing the things that she wants.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, wives can be just as crappy as husbands can. So that's not it's not like a foolproof thing.
There's no discrimination.
But
there.
I think that there is, if I had some time to really, you know, I would have be able to say it a little more clear. And I'd be like, yes, that's what I mean to say. But I think there's something to that.
Right.
That, because I feel that maybe something with biological with women that we tend to be more of the nesters, more of like the clingers, more of the sometimes. So if a guy's there and we're like, we're straight.
Okay.
We don't feel like we have to be chasing.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about Bobby and Rosalind. They are the last couple left. Pasadena, Texas, 11 years together. Mm-hmm. I was a little concerned a couple of times when it seemed like there was a couple of things just in the way they were structuring the show. Listen, when they do that boom, whenever something dramatic happens, it gets me worried.
Yeah.
It could be something very simple, too, because I think Bobby said something about, they were talking about dinner, and Bobby said something about Diane making dinner, and he said she made a salad, and they went boom on the music, and I was like, jeez.
But we did see that was a little bit for the theatrics, but we did see that that she got upset. Rosalind got upset.
That's true.
Because in their relationship, her being, you know, the nurturer, the whatever, you know, the smothering motherly one, as I think
he has
said at the point, when you kind of take all of like the BS away, her identity or her role in that relationship is nurturing, is taking care of, and all of that. So as silly as it may seem to be like, that chick makes a mean salad, to her it was like, she probably viewed it as like, I like her salads. What you do to me, like, no comparison. She's so much better, you know, because it's like if someone's really funny and then you tell that funny person, oh my God, so-and-so is so funny. They're kind of like, wait, I'm funny.
I see exactly what you're
talking
about.
Which is why we all have to find ourselves outside of things that have nothing to do with other people. But obviously in their relationship, she is the caretaker. She is that one. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of unintentional, but a little baby slap in the face. Although that seems dramatic, but she probably took it that way. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, right. And when she did say that, I was a little worried there because it seemed like there's something to do with that's just causing her anger triggers right in those little moments. And
it was also because he was able to open up with Diane. So it was all of this mothering, motherly, nurturing kind of stuff. you know, let me feed you, cry for me, let me help you. Bobby was able to do with someone else. And she's like, all that I want.
And that was, she put so much work into getting that, which is what she said in earlier
episodes. She really values
too.
That. And that's one of the pillars of, I think, one of the pillars of her identity. So if someone's now is thinking someone else is being a better version of her than her, then she's like, well, then what am I?
Right.
Again, I don't know. I'm just assuming.
But there's something that I really liked about Bobby and Rosalind. The whole time I was really paying attention to their body language. Mm-hmm. And it just looked like the whole time, even though they were having their little moments, they were really drawn to each other. Even when the experts came in, again, they were like kind of like arm in arm and facing each other. And it just seemed like it promoted for a good future for them, which I'm really happy to see. And she had that realization too. Rosalind had the realization that she even said right in the show, we shouldn't treat you like children, but you are our babies. But she also went to the point of saying, when it came to talking with the relationship experts, that she's going to try to avoid the mothering instinct and they're going to work more together as being teammates, which is fantastic.
Yes, very, very great. One thing that he wanted to realize is if somebody is a nurturer, That is therefore then how they show love. So then more likely than not, that is also how they receive love. So if a nurturer doesn't ever feel, they'll nurture, but if they don't ever feel nurtured back, they're going to eventually just kind of feel empty and feel unloved and unvalued.
Right.
So that's what I think she wants. She wants some of that reciprocated. She wants some of her nurturing to come full circle.
So that's
she's
what
gonna,
Bobby
like,
can
results,
do.
The
can...
results of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And... fortunately, they are staying together as well. So congratulations to everyone that ended up staying together.
I just hope that everybody, all of them, like, do regular counseling. And they, even if you're doing great, still go to counseling. Just go and brag about how great you are. Because if there is an issue, somebody else will be able to maybe spot it. And just kind of preventative.
Right. Mm-hmm. We do have a comment here from Luann Simon. She's asking, are you guys surprised Kenya and Charles chose divorce? I'm not. They both checked out, and yes, we were all expecting
all.
That one to go. So.
Actually, the other day, I think actually Caroline, who was in here with us tonight, texted me something like she thought she found like a spoiler online. She's like, "Oh my god, they stay together!" And I was like, "Wow, I don't even know what to say about that."
Yeah, that would not. Like, it just wouldn't work.
I know. I was like, "That's crazy."
Well, let's chat a little bit about the expert's final advice. I think we went over it pretty good here, but one thing that Caroline brought up in previous episodes, because I was watching our other episodes from the past here, she mentioned that Dr. Jessica and Charles, it seemed like they had a hidden agenda. I don't quite agree with that. I think that when it came to Charles and Kenya, they weren't necessarily trying to make them split.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to get them to understand fully what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that if they were to stay together, they need to understand the full weight of their decisions so that they can address everything right now.
I think that on other shows, sometimes maybe the experts have a quasi-agenda. If it's like get people married, they will... I mean, they'll say some things to try and get people married.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it was like, get married, get divorced. Pfft, who cares? Not who cares, but it's like, who knows what's going to happen?
Calm down, Ashley.
So I don't think that they had an agenda. I really think that they were just, facilitating them to, like, do what is right.
Yeah, exactly. That gives them the happiness.
They never even
the
said, like, you guys are great or you guys are terrible. It was like,
right.
It was just kind of.
Give
just,
them the info.
Was, yeah, they were just, like, leading the horse to water.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Oh, and then also we already talked about the sense of home with Tony and Angela, so that's all well and taken care of. And then I just want to hit on point three just a little bit about the different lessons that can be learned that have been learned from this show. We already talked about how using humor, as long as it's not too self-deprecating, mm-hmm. that can be a tool for strategies for success. And for any of you guys that were on the show that are watching right now, this is what we're taking away. And if there's, you know, something that you can absorb from this, we're more than glad to see you succeed. Being teammates is so important. Bobby and Rosalind, again, they were talking about learning that. I think they all hit on
it. I love that when Bobby and Rosalind were talking about being teammates and they were like wearing the same outfit.
Oh,
I was like, okay, we get it.
I didn't even think about
that. She's like, go long. Like, yeah, they were like wearing the same outfit.
That is pretty cool. And then avoid slipping back into old habits. I really think of Dr. Charles speaking to Diane when that was being discussed because of the work ethic and the work, no time for play. Just got to watch out for that. Learning to compromise. We talked about that with Tony and Angela. Mm-hmm. Tony took a big step up there, making the compromise so that Angela could feel happy with the place that she's residing in.
I'm curious to know, though, if he, because I know he had a pretty good job before, you know, so, and I don't, you know, so I'm wondering about that. Because that would be a bummer if he ends up being resentful. Not saying he's going to, but that would obviously be a problem if he's like, I moved out here and I hate LA. And the traffic is a lot.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for the traffic.
I mean, the traffic is. Do my thinking. I'll listen to music. Some people, not so into it.
You might just want to forget about your cars, take Uber and Lyft everywhere, and you might be better off. I mean, half the time you can save a little bit of money and actually make it cheaper if you live that way. So I've heard a lot of people say that. But yes, communication overall, I think, is the biggest thing that we've taken away from this show. Mm-hmm. It's just communicate. That solves so many different issues.
Yeah.
And once again, we are thankful to have had Dr. Jessica and Charles J. Orlando on this show. Thank you guys for coming on here.
Yep.
We appreciated your presence here so much.
Were those all of your pointers? My biggest takeaway, my constant reminder that I have to remind myself, and I encourage everybody else to always, like, get it tattooed in your eyelids, is everything in your life stems from the relationship that you have with yourself. However you view yourself, that is what everything else stems from there. Mm-hmm. So your relationship with your spouse, with your friends, with your work, and everything stems from that.
Right.
So you have to be whole on your own. And if you are not whole on your own, it doesn't mean you can't, you know, if you have like an old pain or an old wound or whatever, you can't just go and like try and shove a relationship in it. It's not a good decision to go shove booze and alcohol in it. You know, you have to like feel it to heal it and then try and be whole on your own. I think what we saw with a lot of these is people, they weren't whole on their own. So then they were looking at their spouse to be that for them.
Right.
And then you're always going to be disappointed because that person, they can't fill that void that you have.
That's true.
You know, so you have to do your best to be whole on your own and to, you know, get your identity from things that nobody else can mess with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with, you know, for example, with Rosalyn. I mean, I don't know if this is the case, but it seemed as though her identity lied that was from being that nurture. I mean, even the way in which they're a little like, you know, title screens where they were like the peacekeeper, the whatever.
Yeah.
That's how other people view them. So that's oftentimes, you know, how we view ourselves as well. So you need to be whole on your own and check back with yourself. And that's why when Diane said, you know, her me time is important.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they kind of were like, your what time? But I mean, I guess the timing of that was a little, who knows how that actually played out. But
yeah,
it is important. Be whole on your own, then have somebody else come in your life as a cherry on top.
You do have some time. You do need some time alone in every relationship.
Yeah. And really, it's, how you view yourself and, like, the time that you spend with yourself and how everything having to do with yourself, everything else stems from there.
Mm-hmm.
So get whole on your own. Try your best. It's hard. It sucks. My God, it's really hard. But
well, I do want to take a look at, with our special segment here, where everyone is now for our engineers here. I hope that you can help out a little bit with this. First of all, it looks like the Von Twins are doing very well.
Oh, that's so cute.
Kenya and her sister they're continuing on with their own YouTube channel and making new videos. Let's go ahead and start this one from the very beginning, just from their YouTube channel here, just to see how they're doing.
Hey y'all, Von Twins here. I'm Kiana.
And I'm Kenya.
And welcome back to another favorites video, guys.
Yes.
Before we get started with our monthly favorites, we'd like to ask that you go on ahead and subscribe to our channel.
They're good at that.
And I get recognized by you and then also more people.
Have you watched any of their videos?
I just watched a little bit of this one today. And the one thing that I want to say, thank you guys so much there in the studio. I do want to say that they are so happy, and I hope that Kenya can find somebody that makes her that happy again, because it's great to see her.
It kind of seems as though maybe Charles was weighing her down, because she still had a toe in that. The is it going to work out? Is it not? Is it not? Is it not? Like, all that back and forth, that weighs you down. Sometimes you gotta just cut it, go, fly. Because she looks like she's flying now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%.
Go, girl. I love it.
And take a look at Reese. Who do we have up here? Rosslyn. Rosslyn, let's go ahead and play a clip from Rosslyn's Instagram here. Yeah, that she was just reminiscing over how good it felt to have Bobby back.
He wears a lot of purple.
And let's go ahead and take a look at the next part there. They are getting really close together. They are having so much fun. Keep on scrolling. Keep on going. Look at that. That is some happiness right there. They are so in love.
It's almost like they have like a hidden camera in their house and they didn't know it was...
Well, it said happy place in the background. Oh, so okay. Wherever they were, they were,
it looked like
they were being pretty happy. Okay. Now, Diane, she is doing her cooking channel. Let's go ahead and start this clip from... I think this is the one where
Aaron was so paranoid about being poisoned that he had taste testers try all of his food before he ate it. And I got one of those at home. It's Mr. Reese Kirk, the Hubs. Come on in.
Cute.
You're
trying
to poison me?
They're cute.
I'm not going to try and poison you.
I love that.
This is my husband, Reese, and you might remember him from the Japanese appetizers episode, but he's back here again today to show you how to use chopsticks.
Wait, why am I showing them? You're the Asian one.
I'm the Asian one, but I've been told...
this is what I was talking about, but just using some humor to make your relationship continue to be so much fun.
They have a cute relationship.
Thank you guys in the studio there.
So I think that maybe their relationship will be better, because hopefully each of them will be able to be whole on their own.
It's yeah, 100%.
Everything stems from,
So let's see, we got the Vaughn twins, we got Bobby and Roslyn, we got Diane and Reese.
Angela and Tony.
Let's take a look at Tony's page.
They're stuck in traffic. We're like, welcome to L.A.
Yeah, their info will not load because they're still trying to drive.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have anything for him. I think he has some stuff up on his Twitter page,
actually. I'm curious what he's doing for work now, because what do you work at, like Lockheed Martin or something like that? Or do you work for the Air Force? I don't know. Where I was like, ooh, that's a thing that you're doing. That's an impressive thing.
Well, I will tell you that he had a post on his Twitter saying that there was going to be a movie that he's actually going to be in or something like that. Him and just seeing him and Angela work together to try and make their acting careers go pretty well. I think that's going to be great.
I know that a lot of them, a lot of the couples or individuals from the couples are actors or into acting, entertainment, things of that nature. I wasn't aware that he was as well.
Yeah, and I don't want to discount that. Even though people are actors, they might be on this show as non-actors for a reason. Us actors, as hosts, us, etc., all of us entertainment people, you see the tabloids. We need some help, too. So.
Yeah. No, I think it's more so of an extroverted, introverted type of situation. Or being like, I don't know, we're not doing so great, we'll try anything. And sometimes, of course, there is the case some people go into things for maybe not the right reasons, but I don't think that any of them necessarily had, solid, marriages, and they were just faking it for the sake of getting on a show.
Yeah, and then lastly, Charles.
Cute.
Yeah, there we go. Look at them. That's nice. When I checked out Charles's Facebook page, the only thing that I saw was that, because man, they made him look sad at the end. He's just walking out alone and everything. It looked like he was looking for a PR agent or a PR guy, somebody to help him with that, and. Yeah, man, with, a reality TV show, and it kind of looked like he was the worst-looking one on the show just because of all the way things were portrayed. Portrayed him that way sometimes.
I kind of almost, at the end of it, felt almost like Kenya looked not necessarily worse. I didn't say, you know, worse or better, but that she looked...
Yeah, I'm
like,
not saying that he is.
Pointed at her. I mean,
it's, and I just want to make it clear that I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying that for the way that the show was constructed, it almost seemed like, oh, well, he's the cheater. He's the bad guy. He's the one that ends up alone at the end. So, you know, too bad. But I really do hope that he ends up finding somebody that accepts him for who he is, too.
I bet he's...
Because he's a go-getter. He's a... Would you say he's like a social butterfly?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So he's going to get...
He's the kind of person I'd probably like, I'd meet him and I'd be like, you're trouble, get out of here. You're trouble, get, go.
Alrighty, well, let's see. I think there's just one last thing here. I wanted to mention, you know, all of our YouTubers that commented. Mm-hmm. Christina Elliott on episode 8 of AfterBuzz TV. I just wanted to thank you again for letting us know about Tony. Even though Caroline mentioned that we had brought this up before, I just want to reiterate that we are thankful for everybody's comments. And whether you find something in the first, the second, the fifth episode of the after show, definitely bring it up. We love talking about things and engaging our viewers. Don Fan Forever, I think you commented a couple of times too. Mr. P, excellent analysis on episode 8. You know, episode 9, all the different episodes where everybody commented. We thank you so much for your comments. More shout outs, Diva's Delight, Mr. P, Christina Elliott, Don Fan Forever, Angela Brown, Libra on the Go, A Green 0401, Lisa Delicious Lexus, and last but not least, MAA 1176, you rock. Thank you to any cast, crew, participants from the show that watched. And our guests, of course, thank you guys, Charles J. Orlando and Dr. Jessica Griffin. There was one last little thing that I wanted to bring up here. We had some news and gossip. Guys, back in the studio, do we have time? Alrighty.
If we have time, I have one closing remark as well.
Absolutely. We'll be able to get it in. Do you have the clip there with, yes, Dr. Jessica, go ahead and put that on full screen here. I wanted to just go down a little bit on that. Let's see here. Okay, so it looks like Dr. Jessica and Jonathan, I can't say that last name too well, Friendship from Married at First Sight are together, which, you know what? There was somebody on, I think, Dr. Jessica's page that was trying to say, oh, well, what? You're dating somebody from one of the shows? But the thing that this woman did not realize is that they don't have, and Dr. Jessica even pointed this out, a client-therapist relationship. And she also went on further to point out that they are relationship experts on the show. They are not... a single or couples therapist. Yeah. So you got to pay attention to your details.
What
all your trolls out there.
What I was told from when I was in spouse house is that we're not allowed to date any of the like experts while the show was still on.
Right. And that was like seasons ago.
But I made
ago.
Some remarks about thinking that Dr. Isaiah Pickens was.
Yeah. So we're glad to see that she's having a good relationship too, you know? And like I said, everybody that's been involved on this show, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. We've learned so much about it and about dating, about relationships. So I am, once again, I'm your host at Sean Paul Payton. You can find me on all the social media
and Ashley Lauren and all the things. Bye.
Take care, guys.
You're gonna get shut off here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.